With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden is making a wartime visit to Israel, this following a deadly blast at a Gaza hospital. Video shows the bombing was the result of a rocket misfire carried out by Islamic Jihad Palestinian terrorist. Also showed the rocket hit the hospital parking lot. The IDF says it intercepted communications between the terror groups, further confirming the rocket was their doing. Jordan was to host a summit between Biden and Egyptian and Palestinian leaders, but canceled it after the bombing. Lebanon's Hezbollah has called for a day of rage over the bombing, and rioters in Beirut broke into a UN building and set it on fire overnight. House Republicans reject their nominee for Speaker, Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan of Ohio, on the first ballot Tuesday, but more voting is expected.
Republicans rejected Jordan for House Speaker on a first ballot Tuesday as an unexpectedly numerous 20 holdouts denied the conservative hardliner the GOP majority needed to seize the gavel. The Speaker nominee could only afford to lose three Republican votes to reach the 270 majority threshold needed to win.
As correspondent Edwin Mora reporting. Also at SRNnews.com, Russian President Vladimir Putin begins his visit to China.
The visit by Russia's leader highlights China's support for Moscow during its war in Ukraine. The visit also underscores Russia's support as China aims to expand its economic and diplomatic influence abroad. Putin's plane was met by an honor guard as the Russian leader began his visit. His presence in Beijing is to celebrate Chinese President Xi Jinping's Belt and Road Initiative, which aims to build infrastructure and expand China's overseas influence. I'm Karen Chamas.
Oil prices rising as fears of a wider conflict in the Middle East impacts markets. This is SRN News. Well, the question is, are you a resilient Christian?
The Barna Group says to qualify, you have to, one, have accepted Christ as your personal Savior, two, attend church at least monthly and do more than just worship, three, trust in the authority of the Bible, and four, desire to transform the broader society as an outcome of your faith. According to Barna, just 20% of people who identify as Christians meet all four of those criteria. Amongst young Christians, it's just 10%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hindu political leaders in India trying to garner votes by persecuting Christians. According to International Christian Concern, it's especially bad in Uttar Pradesh, where hundreds of believers have been jailed on trumped-up charges. Pastors have responded by shying away from holding any large gatherings, encouraging Christians to meet in small groups in their homes. This is SRN News. Well, stocks were mixed Tuesday. Seth Sutel has more.
Stocks drifted to a mixed close on Wall Street following the latest signal that the U.S. economy remains solid, although perhaps too strong for the Federal Reserve's liking. The S&P 500 closed just barely lower Tuesday after flipping between small gains and losses throughout the day. The Dow added 13 points. That's less than 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.3%. Small company stocks ended higher. Treasury yields rose in the bond market after a report showed the choppers spent more at U.S. retailers last month than economists had expected. That's a sign of a healthy economy, but it also may indicate upward pressure on inflation and could push the Federal Reserve to keep interest rates high. Seth Sutel, New York.
The Commerce Department has updated and broadened its export controls to stop China from acquiring advanced computer chips and the equipment to manufacture them. More details at SRNnews.com.